the garden every
day. I'm starting to worry about the farmers and all this rain. Cause
no, it's not too much. It's just right at my house anyway.
Stray showers, I think of as like stray dogs or cats. They're just wandered away from all the main showers and they're kind of lost showering in places maybe they shouldn't be.
That's kind of cool, though, you know?
You must be a writer.
They're the rebels of the cloud world.
Yeah, like, I'm not sitting around with you guys.
You're embarrassing me. I'm turning gray.
As long as those dogs don't have rabies and come storming down on us, we'll be
fine. The cats and dogs.
Yeah, you're okay with the cats?
They eat the birds, and this one feeds the birds.
I feed a lot of birds.
Well,
I'll tell you more later.
There are a lot of birds out there to feed.
I want to welcome again Daniel Wallace. Welcome, Daniel. It's great to have you back.
This is the best glass box in Carville.
I know.
It is.
Can you believe it?
Yeah.
It's just, we're very happy to be here.
Yeah.
And I didn't know about the Vimeo recording. I brought my radio face.
You would have put on a hat, maybe funny nose, maybe.
You'll just have to come back and be prepared for the camera.
I'll be prepared
for it next time. Well, you don't have to be prepared. We're not.
But we're not on the camera.
You're not on the camera.
That's true. See, that's how it's easy for us.
Yeah.
So you came on my show many years ago. It's been a long time ago because I think it was the UNC Literary Festival or something like that.
Yeah, they had it here. They just do it every 2 years, and they move around from state to UNC. And I think it's at Duke
this year.
This year goes at state last time. So
it was cool the year that we went. We saw you and Nick and Nick Brown and some other guy and. We had a lot of fun. I think it's a shame they don't do it every year, honestly, because it's...
Yeah.
But I guess it takes a lot of planning and all that
kind of stuff. It does take a lot of planning, but a lot of people have festivals every year.
Yeah, we do two of them, two biggies here.
Yeah.
So what about you? I went online and typed in your name, and you came up on this real pretty UNC page, and it said, Distinguished Professor. Mm-hmm. So I wanted to ask you, what distinguishes you?
If you have to ask. That's a really good question. I've never been really particularly distinguished. I think I bring a lot of... undistinguished things to the job and to the name, but what happens is when you don't really earn that appellation, when you get there's certain jobs where you get, when you get tenure, you
get a title,
get this title,
right.
And I was just
so you were distinguished from the beginning?
From the very beginning.
Wow.
I didn't have to do anything to be distinguished.
Well, by that time, when did you start working for UNC?
I've been working for them on and off for a number of years, but I started teaching there full-time in 2008.
Now, was that before or after your big book, The Big Fish?
Way after.
So that's why you're distinguished, I bet.
There's so many different reasons why
you're
distinguished.
But that,
there are rooms.
The position was open.
The distinguished position was open.
And they chose you.
There's a dearth of distinguished.
Hired you.
It was all happenstance. And Big Fish, my first book, came out in 99, I think.
Wow, that long ago.
Yeah,
it's almost, maybe 98. I can't remember. But it's almost 20 years. Is that right?
Boy, that doesn't seem possible.
That's not possible.
Yeah.
Is it 15 years?
No.
It's more than 15. 'Cause this is 16, so 2000 would be 16 years.
18.
So
you're the math person. We've already
established
that.
No, he said 1998, though, it came out. So That's been 18 years.
But I'm gonna argue with you that it was 99.
Well,
okay, let's do. Let's do.
Just don't start duking it out or anything.
Because I was in the newsroom then, and I'm remembering where I was.
You think it was 99?
I do, but
he may have finished it in 98, and it got published in 99.
I may be confusing it with when the movie came out,
which was 2003,
or when you got the option. The movie
right.
option.
How, right. What was that big like? Deal.
Yeah.
What was that like for you? How did that happen anyway?
Oh, every book, as far as I know, how I understand it is that somebody looks at many or most or all of the books that are published towards the idea of potentially turning them into a movie. And that is reading them to see if there's a possibility. So these are people they hire, interns who read the books, and then they'll do what they call a one sheet on it, where they'll give the log line, then they'll do they'll write a paragraph or two about what happens in the book, and then they'll present their judgment, like what they think the possibilities are, if this is going to make a good movie or not. And so often it'll just stop right there. Mm-hmm. Somebody, if it won't, it won't go any further. But then if they say, you know, it has potential, then it moves on to the
next. So it's that
step.
One lousy intern that can
it's
make
actually,
you or break you.
That's actually true. Yeah. I mean, it happens a lot. And
so you were really lucky then, right?
I think I was very lucky. Actually, the whole process, yeah, I was really lucky. Yeah, very lucky.
Because then you got to plan the movie, too. That must have been fun, standing around for hours on end waiting for them to call.
Yeah, my job was actually seamless. I didn't have to wait around that long. And you know, I did have a makeup person. And
do you still have?
I
that
still
makeup
have a makeup person.
person.
And that's what makes me.
And had you known about the camera?
Yeah, I would have brought her along. I gave her the night off.
Well, she missed an opportunity for you.
That was your first book. You've written many books since then.
Yeah.
What's your I know that, was it last year or the year before, you did a children's book, which was so cute.
Yeah, last year.
Yeah.
The Cat's Pajamas.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I was with my friend's four-year-old at Hanukkah, and she came up and sat down beside me and said, "I got a new book. Will you read it to me 15 times?
Yeah.
Very cute.
Yeah,
very
and they
cute.
Know when you start to skip pages, too.
Oh.
Yeah, they know it so well.
Yeah.
That's not what it says.
So Cat's Pajamas.
That's the name of it.
But not pajamas. Pajamas.
Well, did I say pajamas?
You did. Where are you
pajamas.
From?
Pajamas.
Alabama, right?
Yeah.
I thought you were Southern, and that's just not it.
That's not, is pajamas Southern?
No, it's the, that's,
pajamas sounds
that's
a little
why
bit
he got
English.
The distinguished title.
No, pajamas sounds a little bit hoity-toity.
It's like
hoity-toity.
Vase.
Pajamas.
Let me put these flowers
you know,
in a vase.
I learned how to pronounce most of my words from watching television and movies, so, you know.
How do you pronounce M-I-R-R-O-R?
Mirror.
Mirror.
Yeah. Mira. Basically, it's M-I-R-R-A. And
oh, now see, that's kind of Southern.
Is also,
right?
I say Pella.
Wow.
Isn't that odd?
Yeah.
I don't know what that's about.
Do you say dinner or supper?
Dinner.
I say dinner, too. I think supper's maybe a Southern thing.
Well, I'm from Texas, and O-I-L is our word.
Oil.
Oral.
I refuse to say it. I won't say that word.
Don't say it.
I want to talk to you just a little bit about your foray into the art world, because I know that you have some pieces over here at
Cameron's.
Yeah. I went in there and saw your work, which is really cool. And you do the little drawings on Facebook.
Right.
Now, what else are you doing in terms of your, I know you do great little doodles and all that kind of stuff. And you've kind of taken this into a new path, right? Where you're.
Yeah. Well, I started, I was, had a business with my first wife many, many years ago, drawing pictures for refrigerator magnets.
Oh, no kidding.
Sold those, yeah. And so
oh
that's when
I
started.
Oh, my gosh.
I
think
drawing.
I've got one of them. Did they sell them at Balloons and Tunes?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I sold them all over the place. Yeah, I'm sure you did. That's exactly what it is.
I never figured it out that that was you, though, until you just mentioned it.
Yeah.
But now I can see it. It was like this woman, I don't know, with hair all over the place.
Yeah, it was so much fun.
Supermom or something.
It was really
like
a lot
that.
Of fun. And it was, you'd be surprised at how many people buy refrigerator magnets.
But what was the name of that business?
K. Floyd, K. Period Floyd. That was Karen.
Yeah,
that's her name.
I've got one of your magnets on my computer still to this day. Yeah. Wow.
And how cool, you don't have to go on a book reading tour when you launch a magnet.
That's true. It's true. You can do it out of your home. It's really convenient. And you get orders coming in. This is when there were fax machines. And I know there still are fax machines, but they're kind of quaint a little bit. And
I never really got that whole fax thing.
You never were
skipped over
it
me.
It did. That would
Oh, it's raining suddenly. With the sun.
There's
raining.
That stray shower.
Yeah.
Lovely.
It followed you.
Yeah. Yeah, go home. You know how they do. They'll just follow you sometimes. You say, go home.
I'll be right behind you.
Yeah. Then they'll set up on your porch. Just don't feed them. It's always a mistake.
And don't let them eat the birds.
Yeah. So did that for a long time, and always have doodled and just had fun doing it. And I did this children's book for Inkshares Publishing, which is a very interesting publishing venture that is kind of like a Kickstarter for books. And you can go to it, you can see, you can write a book, you could put it on there yourself, and if you get people who look at an excerpt and they want to see it published, they will give you money to publish your book. And so it's $25 or $50 or $100 at a time, and you have a goal of, say, $6,000. That's how much money you need to publish it. And if you hit that mark, then you can publish your book.
Get it.
And they produce it, and they make a really beautiful copy and distribute it. So it's a way for a lot of authors who, again, you know, get that one sheet maybe from a publisher and don't get much further than that, can get their book out there.
Right.
So anyway, I was the first book they did. They wanted to start it off with something interesting, and so it was the very first book, and loved it. Would love to do another kid's book. And But then I started drawing a little bit more, and decided to do a book. I've for adults, not kids, that has these drawings in it, but it also has a lot of text and has stories about famous relatives. And so that would be the name of the book, or the working title would be Famous Relatives. And the conceit is that every family has famous relatives within it, you know, in that circle of who you are. You know, you say, you know, you would not believe my Uncle Merle. You know, he got in the car and drove all the way to Florida and back in one night. They do all these little things that in the larger world don't seem that significant, but within the context of your own family are really interesting and big. And so I'm creating these fictional relatives and drawing their pictures.
You mean those guys aren't real?
No, they aren't. I'm sorry. They're actually, people do think that they're real. I did one the other day, and one of my cousins, I thought that I was drawing her dad. It was my great uncle or something. And I saw where she was coming from, because he was the guy in the cartoon was a genius, and her dad was kind of a genius too, a wacky genius. And this guy was a wacky genius, but it definitely wasn't. And they're all made up. I post them on Instagram at Daniel Wallace One, and on Facebook, and it's kind of a testing ground to see which ones the people like.
Right.
You know, and there's some that give more of a reaction than others. And that's really what I use Facebook and Instagram for. I don't post my travels or personal
right,
stuff.
Right.
I just use it for my work.
Oh, that's so cool. Now, what's your website if people want? We've just got about, a minute or so left.
Oh.
DanielWallace.org.
.org.
Yeah. And most of my stuff, though, it's on Instagram, DanielWallace1.
Okay.
And,
what if you don't have Instagram like me?
Well, then you go Facebook. Then Facebook. Mm-hmm. You know, find me
on Facebook.
What if
you don't have Facebook?
You're just going to have to camp out.
You just have to Google and
you have to follow Cameron's Daniel around.
There's some over at Cameron's.
Like a stray shower.
Exactly.
Follow the distinguished author.
Yeah. Distinguished professor.
Oh, professor, right. Yes, exactly.
And author.
And author.
We can go both ways.
Okay. Well, we'll be following you, Daniel. And thank you so much for coming back
on.
It's great to see you.
Yeah, it's great. Have a great day.
You
thank
too.
You.